share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Discussions on who is in the cabinet under Prime Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaqob are still ongoing and is expected to be revealed by the end of the week. In the meantime, talks of a unity government have reportedly broken down. However, after a meeting involving opposition leaders of the former Pakatan Harapan, PH, coalition and Ismail Sabri yesterday, the 25th of August, all parties pledged that they will find common ground. In order to tackle the COVID-19 situation in the country as well as to boost the economy. Now in another instance of rare bipartisanship, DAP's Hannah Yeo has called for former Deputy Speaker and UMNO member Datuk Seri Azalina Othman Said to be made the Home Affairs Minister. In an interview with Astro Awani on the 24th of August, the Sagambit Member of Parliament urged the Prime Minister to select Azalina to helm either the Ministry of Home Affairs, Ministry of Laws or the Ministry of Women, Family and Community Development. She also explained that she sees no reason as to why Azalina couldn't hold the position of minister to all three ministries. Since that's essentially what former Energy, Science, Technology, Environment and Climate Change Minister Yeo Byin did back in 2018. In the PH administration, Bakri MP Yeo had helmed the Ministry of Energy, Science, Technology, Environment, and Climate Change, MESTECC. However, after the collapse of the PH administration, MESTECC was restructured with one of the portfolios named Ministry of Science, Technology, and Innovation, MOSTI. Azalina, who is also the MP for Pengerang, had resigned from the Deputy Speaker's post on the 23rd of August, to allow both the government and opposition to reset the Dewan Rakyat. Yeo, who was the former Deputy Minister of Women, Family and Community Development, said that, "I am very hopeful after I saw the resignation of Azalina. During our time in Putrajaya, we all knew that Yeo Byin took on the role of three men. I feel that right now, since Azalina is no longer a deputy speaker, she can be a frontrunner in being picked for important ministries." Reasons behind Yeo's suggestion. Yeo pointed out that the Ministry of Home Affairs has always been a prized possession given to powerful, senior men in any political party. The ministry should be held by a woman because there are a lot of issues concerning citizenship, marriages, and divorces which are all parked under the National Registration Department. Stateless children too. These are core issues that must be tackled, she added. Unfortunately, we haven't seen any Home Affairs Minister dealing with these issues. So I feel it would be good for the Prime Minister to pick Azalina as the new Home Affairs Minister. Stressing that Azalina is very capable and is very sincere and consultative, Yeo highlighted how the UMNO MP has proven herself as a deputy speaker by engaging the opposition. She looked into bipartisan prison reforms, she was chair of the Select Committee for Women and Children and has previously legislated on Sexual Offenses Against Children Act, Yeo shared. Azalina's reaction to Yeo's offer of support. Azalina, who acknowledged Yeo's proposal via a post on Twitter, thanked her for the honor and said, "Whatever happens, we'll continue to work together on common issues of concern. Do you think it's high time for more women to helm certain ministries? Let us know in the comments." Also read, PM Ismail Sabri and PH leaders agree to find common ground in putting country and people first. Source: Anwar Ibrahim, Facebook source, Hannah Yeo, Twitter source, Azalina Othman, Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.